Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit, 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Dr. Kate Riom, naturopathic doctor and author. And we've been talking about joint pain and the pursuit of natural solutions as opposed to stronger types of medications that can cause many side effects. And before the break, we started out by talking about pain and stiffness and range of motion. And there's an index that's created by the Western University and McMaster University. It's called the WOMAC Index. And it measures, they have you rate your pain when you're walking or climbing stairs, even when you're resting or standing. They ask you to measure your stiffness on this scale from 0 to 4. And then they talk about difficulty ascending and descending stairs. Something as simple as, what's your difficulty in just standing or bending, putting on your socks, taking off your socks? I mean, there's a long list of questions. And you can Google that and pull it up. And it's called WOMAC, W-O-M-A-C. And doctor, that's a pretty accurate scale, isn't it, how they measure?
Yes, it does help to keep things in perspective in terms of how severe your symptoms might be. You know, people over time get used to more stiffness or limited function, and so to be able to evaluate that according to this scale and see those kinds of numbers helps to understand where you're at, as well as any treatment that you undertake, how effective it is.
And it's always, I mean, that would be a good thing to do prior to taking a supplement, is to find out where you're at now and rate yourself and then see how you're doing. Give it 30 days, give it 60 days, and do the scale again.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The test doesn't take very long, and it will provide you with a good baseline to see where you're at, and then helps give you a more objective measure for anything that you may be doing to help improve your condition.
So before the break, we talked about curcumin and its anti-inflammatory benefits to joint pain. But doctor, there's another supplement called natural eggshell membrane, or NEM for short. And it's an often overlooked solution, isn't it?
It is. You know, this really does refer to that thin little membrane that we find, everybody knows, inside the eggshell. And surprisingly, that contains ingredients and nutrients that are very helpful for the joints. And so there's a number of research studies done looking at supplements made from this ingredient to address different aspects of joint health. Before the break, we were talking about inflammation. And of course, Inflammation leads to pain. You want to reduce the inflammation. But when it comes to joint health, there are other aspects aside from just reducing inflammation.
So the constituents or the components of NEM actually help to regrow tissue, don't they?
That's right. So when we look at osteoarthritis in particular, we can see deterioration of the tissue in the joints. And there's collagen, there's fluid in the joints, and there are components in the natural eggshell membrane that help to contribute to the culture. There's collagen, glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid, and all of those ingredients help to rebuild the joint tissues and help to maintain and rebuild the fluid in the joint, because of course you want your joints to be cushioned and lubricated.
Yeah, because you want them to work like a shock absorber and be able to have the strength to withhold any sort of pressure.
That's right, and you need space in the joint as well as fluid in that space. The hyaluronic acid in particular has been shown to be very helpful for increasing joint fluid and joint space, and it really absorbs and attracts water, which helps to create that fluid.
So you mentioned collagen, glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid, and I know in the store we have every one of those by itself. So people can come in and just take one or two of those or get combinations of them, but when it's in the eggshell membrane, when they're all there, so doctor, what's the collagen do?
Mm-hmm. Well, the collagen does help to stimulate the body's production of its own collagen to help replenish our collagen, which tends to decline over time. and that collagen is a main protein component in bones, in connective tissues like tendons and ligaments. And if that is shrinking over time and with age, then that can contribute to the deterioration of the joints. And so by helping to put that back, you can turn the clock back a little bit on those tissues.
Yeah, and especially in the weight-bearing joints, isn't it?
Very much so in the weight-bearing joints. The knees do take a beating over time, and for sure hips can also be a problem, although many people do suffer in their hands as well, although those joints aren't necessarily weight-bearing.
Yeah.
When with your mobility in your joints and your fingers is limited, that can be very challenging to do daily activities.
And collagen is what, 25 to 35% of the total protein in our body?
That's exactly right. Throughout our body, again, our bones, joints, tendons, even in our skin, collagen is a main structural protein, and it will turn over with time. We actually get slower, or that our collagen replacing cells become slower over time, so we can lose collagen over time. And so by replacing it, it can help to plump up those tissues.
Glucosamine. What's the benefits of glucosamine?
Mm-hmm. Glucosamine is a nutrient that helps provide sulfur, which is an important component of these tissues that we're talking about, like collagen, like cartilage, for example. We need that important nutrient to rebuild those tissues.
So that's important for the reconstruction.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Now, does it help with the synovial fluid? Now, I know I want to sound fancy here, but
it does,
but it's
to a certain extent. Yes, yeah. It contributes in that. Hyaluronic acid really shines in that department, as I was saying before. But absolutely, glucosamine and chondroitin both play a role there too.
So, chondroitin, what's it most used for?
Chondroitin really complements glucosamine. They have sort of overlapping and complementary functions in helping, again, to rebuild that cartilage in the joints and providing other nutrients to support that process.
And you mentioned the hyaluronic acid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a component which will attract up to 1,000 times its weight in water, and so it has a very hydrating effect. People will notice this on their skin, for example, feeling softer and smoother, and that's all really nice, but even more importantly, when it comes to joint health, you're absorbing and attracting water into the joint space, which will help with cushioning and lubricating those joints.
And that's what you said a few minutes ago, where you have the space and the fluid.
That's right. You need both.
So there's been some studies done on NEM regarding both joint pain and osteoarthritis. And some of the research was done over and measured over 10, 30, and 60 days. Do you have some information on that?
I do. That is such interesting research, and it always surprises people that, especially with this natural eggshell membrane, that you see quite quick pain relief for a lot of people within 7 to 10 days.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. That likely there's a combination of factors here, there's no doubt about that, but that hyaluronic acid, even just in itself, to help cushion the joints, will help with some of the pain reduction. And then after 30 days, which really isn't a very long time at all when we're looking at joints, up to 73% reduction in pain. And so it's remarkable. And as well, you are not just masking the pain, but helping to support the body's natural systems to, you know, replenish those fluids, replenish the tissues. And so that is what you want to be doing instead of just, you know, masking the pain.
Yeah, we can... I guess science now can remove the stimulation of pain and the factors associated with that, but to actually do a repair. And so you want to reduce the inflammation, the soreness over time so you can tolerate, but then if you can rebuild at the same time, the long-term benefit is going to be very beneficial.
That's exactly right, and that is key. It can take time for joints to heal and rebuild,
sure,
because there isn't direct blood flow to them, and everything has to perfuse across this fluid that's in the joints. However, the joints still can heal and rebuild. They are meant to do this, but they need special nutrients to achieve that. And those are hard to come by in our daily diet. And so by, you know, supplements of, for example, natural eggshell membrane, which is supplying things like collagen and glucosamine and chondroitin, hyaluronic acid, that really does help the joints with that healing process.
So this is whole synergistic effect going on then.
That's right.
We talked about, on a previous show, I had another guest on, we talked about fish oil and the benefits of joint pain. So if you add a third dimension now to this, any comments, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. Fish oil, you know, wonderful source of omega-3s, and I get excited about talking about them, as you can tell.
Yeah.
There's so much research here. They are also wonderful anti-inflammatories, operating by a different mechanism of you know, the things we've spoken about so far. And there is a lot of research about benefits for osteoarthritis and other types of joint pain, as well as pain in general, and for balancing inflammation in the body, as well as, you know, cardiovascular health, again, skin, hair, nails, brain health. Fish oils are really simply a foundation of good health because of the omega-3 essential fatty acids that they provide, which affect every cell in our body.
Doctor, we're starting to wind down. I'm getting the signal here to wrap it up. Just very briefly and quickly, pro-inflammatory foods and anti-inflammatory foods. Mm. Any comments on what you could recommend?
Yes, very quickly, pro-inflammatory foods are things that will make your blood sugar go up, like sugar, white flour, those kinds of foods.
Those simple carbs.
Foods, simple carbs.
Yeah.
As well as unhealthy fats that are high in omega-6 fatty acids, like vegetable oils, especially if they've been cooked, so fried foods, very pro-inflammatory. Anti-inflammatory foods include healthy fats like the omega-3s, so deep cold water fish, whole colorful fruits and vegetables, your green leafies, for example. Nuts and seeds provide healthy oils and fats as well as lean protein.
So a caution when you're cooking with oils, what is the best oil to cook with?
Look for oils that are safe at high smoke points, like avocado oil, yeah, for example. That's, yeah, a good one. Even old-fashioned butter is better in your frying pan than olive oil, for example. Olive oil is a healthy oil, but you shouldn't heat it. You shouldn't cook with it.
Yeah, and stay away from the vegetable oils.
Very much so, yeah.
Yeah. So, Doctor, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health and telling us about joint pain and those natural solutions. Any final comments?
That if you're suffering or if you find yourself avoiding certain activities or thinking twice about whether you're going to participate in any activity because of your joint pain, there are things you can do naturally to improve that.
Okay, thank you, Doctor. And so again, it's always a pleasure having you on.
You're welcome, Dave. Thanks.
Yeah, and as for the products we discussed today, we talked about curcumin and natural eggshell membrane, fish oil, obviously. So the curcumin and its anti-inflammatory and very diverse benefits to not only just joint pain, but to chronic conditions, and the NEM, how it actually assists the regrowth of joint tissue. So come and visit us at The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we provide natural health solutions all life long.